Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And have you ever found yourself asking, what is happening to me? Or maybe, why doesn't my old life fit anymore? And why am I suddenly so emotional, so sensitive, so aware? And why do I feel like I'm losing parts of myself? Could this uncertainty actually be leading me somewhere? And what if everything you've been trying to fix was never broken? What if what feels like falling apart is actually your soul remembering who you are? So welcome to the Dr. Dolores Show, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino. I'm a nurse practitioner, a medical intuitive, and an energy whisperer. And I've spent well over four decades helping people heal physically, emotionally, energetically, and spiritually. And today I am starting a very special series called Awakening and Remembering Who You Are. And this series is going to go on probably from now to the end of the year, because there's a lot to unpack and unleash there for you. This conversation that we're going to have today may definitely change the way you see your life, because today we are asking the question, what is wrong with me? And begin asking, what is awakening within me? So maybe there is nothing, nothing is wrong. And that's true. How often and how many times have you judged and criticized yourself because your life changed? Okay. And we're boogers about wanting everything to stay the same no matter what. And how many times have you believed your emotions meant you were failing? And what if your discomfort isn't dysfunction? What if it's expansion? So we talk a lot about awakening, and the buzzword is awakening and moving into a higher vibration. And that's actually what's happening, because we're all energetic beings, okay? What you're looking at in my office is a demonstration of a denser form of energy, but if you were to put myself and anything you see in my office under a high power microscope, it would be vibrating. It's a frequency. It's just the denser version of it. And a lot of times our emotions, our thoughts, our beliefs are also energy too, but we can't see that. So we can be feeling different. And we're always quick to judge and label what's going on. We have this tendency to jump from feeling what it is, and you're physical in your body and you're feeling this emotion, and you pop out of your body, go into your head, and try to figure out what that's all about and try to control it. I'm going to invite you to do something different. It's just sit with what you're experiencing. When people think that they're awakening without recognizing it, they feel like they're depressed. I'm lost. I'm failing. I don't belong. My life is falling apart right before my eyes. Did you ever think that maybe it's falling apart to fall into place? Just think about that. We have been so, stuck thinking that things have to look a certain way, be a certain way, in order for you to fit in, to be, accepted, to live your life. But yet we are constantly evolving and changing. And sometimes we are aware of it. And I would say the majority of people are unaware of it. However, it shows up like being depressed, lost, failing, like not belonging, and, feeling like your whole world is falling apart, like somebody pulled the rug out from underneath you. And sometimes, maybe something is happening. And it's about really having compassion for ourselves, like you would, a stranger or your best friend. We are never good at taking care of us and giving us the loving words and thoughts. We're in our mind judging and criticizing us. No wonder humanity is in the state that it's in, and there's so much anger, hate, and rage because really, when you look at it from a bigger picture, everything starts with us, and we're raging and mad at ourselves and angry at ourselves and beating ourselves up. Guess what? That ripples out into collective consciousness. No surprise, we're in the state that we are in humanity's evolution. Just breathe now, because I know that was a lot to unload. Awakening often begins with dissatisfaction. It's like your soul is talking to you. It's whispering, this life no longer fits. Maybe relationships shift. Careers lose meaning. Have you ever been in a career that was like your dream job? And then after like 2 or 3 years, you're like, eh, it's just a job, right? Your priorities change. As you go through your life and you gain wisdom and stuff like that, you're going to be changing. What's important to you. And not all things are going to stay important your whole entire life. And that's okay. It's about the energy. We have to realize that, when we created what we had, or what, if you look at everything you have, you created all of that. It's just like if it's lost its luster, maybe it's no longer an energetic alignment from who you are because your energy is maybe elevated compared to where you were when you created what you have in around you, inclusive of relationships. And then maybe something like this, you things that once over energized you suddenly drain you. I mean, that happens quite a bit. It's like the thrill is gone. That's and this, I'm just going to remind you this. This doesn't mean it's failure. You're just collecting information. And as you're listening today, just notice where your life no longer feels aligned. I invite you, please, not to judge or criticize that. Just be aware and simply become curious, because awareness is the first step towards healing. So let's dive into, sometimes awakening doesn't feel beautiful. It's like messy, it's sideways, it's way different than we probably imagine. I think it depends on how wrapped up in control and perfection you are. Did anyone ever tell you awakening would feel messy? Or did anyone tell you grief is part of remembering? Yeah, grief is part of remembering. You're remembering the things of who you are at a soul's level and how you have lost yourself in something without barely being true to yourself. That's an example. So, sometimes people romanticize awakening, but the reality is sometimes it feels like this. You're losing certainty, especially if you've put all your energy into things that are external instead of internal. You're questioning everything. And awakening might feel like crying unexpectedly and becoming incredibly sensitive, which is a good thing. Because sensitivity and emotions and feeling has gotten a bad rap. It was a way of controlling the masses. Don't feel. Don't express your emotions. Keep everything cloistered inside. But remember, all of that is energy. It requires to be expressed in order to come to what I call neutrality and ground zero. Sometimes, Awakening is having really weird sleeping patterns, sleeping differently, feeling exhausted all the time. And I love this one is it's experiencing synchronicities because you are just dipping your toe into being awake and you're noticing the magic that occurs effortlessly with ease and grace. And our intuition becomes more dialed in. We're more sensitive. We're feeling things. We know things more so. It's a beautiful thing, okay? And how many of us just really love our solitude? Sometimes you just need more solitude. It's too noisy out there. Maybe you're outgrowing your friendships. And maybe wanting more authenticity instead of approval. I mean, these are things that, happen. So, in my practice and in my life, I've watched people mistake awakening for personal failure. And sometimes there are medical or mental conditions, of course, that deserve evaluation and care. But awakening doesn't replace appropriate health care. It can exist alongside of it. So, this kind of reminds me of a period in my career, probably about 15 years ago, where people were showing up in the emergency department with all these symptoms that kind of were mimicking like heart attacks or really bad stomach problems. And the ED doctors would run a battery of tests and they would all come back negative and the person would be fine. There's a thing that was starting to happen right around 2012 called, the end of the Mayan calendar. But the thing is, this is where the frequency and energy of being downloaded onto Earth was being more intense. It was like one of the first gateways that opened. And so what happened is, like, energetically, we were getting these downloads into our physical body, just like a computer, okay? And just like a computer, the computer gets a download. What do we have to do? We have to turn the computer off to reboot it, to restart it. Same thing with the human body. When you get a large energetic download, your body needs to recalibrate to that higher vibration and frequency. Okay. Thus, these mimicking of symptoms, like maybe you feel like you're having a heart attack, or you're dizzy, or you're feeling GI stuff going on. It's like this is what is happening. There's a word for it. It's called ascension symptoms, and I invite you to just Google it or put it into ChatGPT to see what comes up with that. But it was interesting because the ED physicians were in a conundrum, and I kind of knew what was happening. And I think that we were seeing more and more of this. It's like those mystery illnesses that just come and then they disappear as soon as they come. So just keep in mind with what I just shared with you, when we are ascending, your nervous system is recalibrating. And we've had a lot of people with dysfunctional nervous systems. Because that's the way we've been wired to do, constantly be in stress mode. So the balance between parasympathetic and sympathetic is wonky, and your body is always firing in stress and doesn't know how to relax. And then the other thing to remember is your awareness is expanding, and your old identity is dissolving. And the process deserves compassion, not shame. So before we go off to break, I just want to leave you with this question. I invite you to ask yourself, what am I trying to hold on to that my soul has already outgrown? And just notice what arises. So we're getting ready to go on our first break of our show, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And when we return, we're going to share some more about learning how to know that you're not broken, you are awakening. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't.
Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Simply Awake, Simply You. Real conversations for everyday awakening. Have you been wondering what is happening to me? If your intuition is expanding or you're experiencing emotional, energetic, or spiritual shifts, know this, you're not alone. Join Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and Cozy Sincatus, CBP certified body talk practitioner and founder of Cozy Healing Space, for heartfelt conversations, practical tools, and a supportive community to help you navigate your awakening with greater clarity, confidence, and ease. Remember, awakening isn't about becoming someone new. It's about remembering who you've always been. Visit drdoloresfazzino.com/awake to learn more and join us.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And before break, I gave you this activation, so you could kind of sit with this, and it is this: what am I trying to hold on to that my soul has already outgrown? Did you notice what came up for you? I just invite you to write that answer down and know your future self will thank you. So the difference between crisis and awakening, I think we need to talk a little bit about that, because, you know, how do we determine what's the difference? And I think this comes up for some people, is like, how can we trust ourselves? You know, just so you know, we talked about the sympathetic nervous system, which is crisis oriented. It's always about trying to fix something and control it. And so the crisis doesn't occur. The crisis asks, how do I survive? Whereas awakening asks, how do I become more authentic? When we're in crisis, we feel this constriction in our body. And when we're awakened, we ultimately expand. So there's an expansiveness to it. So it's about, when we are trying to control something, it's like our energy field gets really constricted. It gets, for those of us who can see auras, it's like your energy field is really constricted and close to your physical body. Whereas when you are expansive, we could see the energy field getting more vibrant and larger around the person. When we're awakening, we're ultimately expanding ourselves. And the crisis disconnects you from yourself. Just remember what I said, you know, we feel, and then we go, and we go from being physically present in our body, because that's where we have to be to feel. And we close that off and we're in our heads, like trying to figure out how to do this and control it and make sense out of it. We're on hyper alert trying to play. And I, if you get the visual of whack-a-mole at the fair, the mole comes up and you have a mallet and you whack it and it comes up someplace else and you're constantly chasing the mole to control it. And that's kind of the funny cartoon that plays in my mind when we are trying to control situations that we really shouldn't be. And it's just like, we have to give it up. So awakening is going to reconnect you with yourself. And sometimes both awakening and crisis may happen at the same time, okay? And sometimes, you know, that's kind of confusing for a lot of people. So next time, like, you're in a situation where you feel like a crisis is coming, I just invite you to see if you could drop into curiosity instead of judgment. When you stay in curiosity, you're actually more physically present in your body. And it's just like, okay, because you're going to probably learn more about your body's wisdom by staying physically present in your body than any amount of time you spend in your head trying to figure it out. So here are some practical signs of awakening. Your intuition is going to become more keen and more honed in, and you're going to become even more intuitive than you had been before. Your sensitivity is going to get heightened or raised, and you're really going to want to have a strong desire for authenticity, like being truly real, and who you are without all the filters that have been projected onto you to become what somebody else's version of you needs to be to fit into somebody else's world. You're going to have way less tolerance for drama. I know for me, it's just like drama, international sign, no, I'm out of here. You know, I just don't do drama well. And, you know, you will be able to read people way better than you ever had. You'll be able to tell when people are being truthful and not. And it's like that discernment muscle is getting enhanced and strengthened. You feel called towards a purpose. And a lot of times you have these deep emotional releases that all of a sudden you're fine one minute and then you're sobbing like a baby or maybe laughing hysterically for no reason at all. It's like these old trapped patterns that you've had to energetically suppress within you are coming from the deepness into the lightness and removing itself from your body, which it's been stored in for a long time. You're going to notice a lot of synchronicities. It's like I said, I call it magical because, and this is the way life is. It's one synchronistic moment to moment. And it's very beautiful and it's effortless. And it's about being that higher frequency and vibration that matches those things instead of trying to make it happen. It's like it just, you're just in that state of allowing and receiving. You have a desire for simplicity. Maybe you need to downsize your house, your closet, or you just want a more simple life. And you feel connected to something greater. You see the bigger picture. So it's a lot to think about. You know, and if this conversation is starting to resonate with you, just share it with someone who may need to hear that they are not broken either. Sometimes one conversation just changes a life. It's really that simple. So it's really about remembering instead of becoming. I feel that people, when they're trying to become, they are morphing into a version of something that may not be their true self. Remembering is that we have always been sovereign and sacred and wise souls and individuals. We have just forgotten who we are. So what if there is never anything missing? And what if you've always been enough? Unfortunately, our culture teaches achievement and competition and trying to be better than the other person. Yet our soul teaches remembrance. A lot of times people have a tendency to justify their existence by, you know, saying, you know, the, you know, no or yes to a situation. They feel guilty. They feel trapped. They feel like they're going to be shamed. Whatever they think, they won't like me and blah, blah, blah. Whatever story you make up about it. It's like, what is happening when you're awakening is your soul is teaching you to remember who you are. There's no need to justify or explain yourself away so that people understand you. That's on them. If they can't understand your no, then that's their problem, not yours. You are not here to become worthy. You're already worthy. You came here that way. And healing isn't creating a new identity. Healing is removing everything that isn't truly you. And I'm going to say that again. Healing removes everything that isn't truly you. We have layers upon layers. We're like an onion with the layers of the onion being peeled. Every layer released reveals more of your authentic self. I want you to remember this. You don't have to earn your light. You simply need to allow it. So let's do a little activation. So I just invite you to place one hand on your heart and just ask, what part of me is ready to come home? Just pause and just receive. No forcing, just listening. If you've been waiting until you're healed enough, confident enough, or ready enough, consider this your permission slip. Begin now. So, how do we live the awakening? The thing to remember with anything in life, life is a journey, not a destination. Awakening is a journey. It's not a destination. It's a relationship. It's actually a relationship with yourself, something that we have forgotten to do for ourselves. The longest relationship you're ever going to have in your life is the one you have with yourself. Yet we are always looking on the outside for the one or somebody who's going to make me complete and whole. Yada, yada, yada. Hold up the mirror. The only person that's going to be able to do that for you is you. It's a relationship with your intuition, your body, your emotions, your soul, and your truth. You won't always have certainty, but you can always cultivate trust. Each moment you choose yourself, you remember a little more. So we're getting ready to go on our next break of our show, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're starting our series And it is about remembering who you are. And the topic today is you are not broken, you are awakening. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we're going to share some more and take a little dive into a meditation for you. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Simply Awake, Simply You. Real conversations for everyday awakening. Have you been wondering what is happening to me? If your intuition is expanding or you're experiencing emotional, energetic, or spiritual shifts, know this, you're not alone. Join Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and Cozy Stinkatus, CBP certified body talk practitioner and founder of Cozy Healing Space, for heartfelt conversations, practical tools, and a supportive community to help you navigate your awakening with greater clarity, confidence, and ease. Remember, awakening isn't about becoming someone new. It's about remembering who you've always been. Visit drdoloresfazzino.com/awake to learn more and join us.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And if today's conversation really speaks to your heart, I invite you to continue this journey. Just download my free resources, join our awakening community, and work with me individually, because healing has never meant to happen alone. So just go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and just explore. And I know you'll never regret it. So we've been talking today about you are not broken, you are awakening. And this is the first episode of a new series that I put together for you all called Awakening and Remembering Who You Are. It's a series that's going to be running from now, possibly to right before Christmas, because I felt like it was really important to really give people support as to, you know, what's kind of happening with them, especially in our very interesting times in humanity's evolution. It's like trigger alert for a lot of things. And it's an invitation to sit with yourself and start having a relationship with yourself, because I feel that's the most important thing a person can do, and to really support themselves here on good old planet Earth. So we're going to dive into a guided meditation and activation. I always like to do this in my show because we talk a lot in the first two segments about, you know, like some theory and some examples, yet we could get a lot of information. Unless you have your own personal experience, you never really own it. So I invite you to just go, you know, be in a place for the next 6 minutes that you're not going to be disturbed, and just enjoy the integration. So I just invite you to take a slow, gentle breath in and slowly exhale. Again, breathing in peace and breathing out every expectation of who you think you should be. And just allow your shoulders to soften. Relax your jaw. Feel your body fully supported. There is nowhere you need to be. Nothing you need to prove. Nothing you need to become. Just simply allow yourself to arrive. Now imagine beautiful roots extending from the soles of your feet deep into the earth. With each breath, you become more grounded, more present, more supported. Now, imagine a warm, radiant golden light gently descending from above and entering through the crown of your head. This light carries only truth, only love, only remembrance. And just allow it to flow through your mind, dissolving old beliefs that whispered, "I'm not enough." And just allow it to move through your throat, releasing the fear of speaking your truth. And just allow it to fill your heart with compassion for every version of yourself that has carried heavy burdens. And silently say, "Thank you. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for helping me survive. And now I lovingly release what I am no longer needing." And just feel the golden light continue through your chest, through your solar plexus, through your abdomen, your hips, your legs, and your feet. Every cell begins to remember its natural harmony. Every breath reminds you that your body is not your enemy. It is your companion on this journey. Now, just see yourself standing before a mirror. And as you gaze into your own eyes, notice that beyond your reflection is a radiant being of light. This is the essence of who you have always been. And just silently repeat to yourself, "I am whole. I am worthy. I am guided. I am remembering. I trust the wisdom unfolding within me." Now just imagine your future self, peaceful, grounded, joyful, fully aligned, walking towards you. Notice the calm in their eyes, the confidence in their posture, the warmth of their presence. They embrace you and gently say, "You are never broken. Every experience has been guiding you back to yourself. Keep trusting. Keep remembering. You are exactly where you need to be." And just allow yourself to receive those words completely. Feel them settling into every part of your being. And just take one final deep breath. And as you exhale, imagine your heart expanding with gratitude, courage, and quiet certainty. Know that wherever you go from this moment forward, you carry this remembrance within you. And when you are ready, gently bring your awareness back to your breath. Back to your body. And back to this present moment. Welcome home. And welcome back, everybody. That calmness, peacefulness, serenity. Just remember this. Healing is not about fixing yourself. It is about remembering yourself. Trust the unfolding. Trust your inner wisdom. And most importantly, trust yourself. So we're getting ready to go on our last break of our episode. And you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, your host. And we've been talking about you are not broken. You are awakening. As part of our Awakening and Remembering Who You Are series. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up for the episode. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Simply Awake, Simply You. Real conversations for everyday awakening. Have you been wondering what is happening to me? If your intuition is expanding or you're experiencing emotional, energetic, or spiritual shifts, know this, you're not alone. Join Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and Cozy Stinkatus, C. CBP certified body talk practitioner and founder of Cozy Healing Space for heartfelt conversations, practical tools, and a supportive community to help you navigate your awakening with greater clarity, confidence, and ease. Remember, awakening isn't about becoming someone new. It's about remembering who you've always been. Visit drdoloresfazzino.com/awake to learn more and join us.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we are just starting off today with a new series called Awakening and Remembering Who You Are series. And today's topic has been, you are not broken, you are awakening. You are. You're just remembering who the heck you are. You've always been there. It's just been covered up with a lot of stuff that probably needs to be unpacked, but it's energetic debris. So that's the cool thing. It just like happens in a flip of a switch. And if today's conversation touched something deep within you, I just invite you not to let this be the end of the conversation. Go visit my website and explore my intuitive sessions and healing work and resources to support your healing journey. And if you're looking for a heart-centered community of people who understand the awakening process, I invite you to join Conversations with Cozy and Dr. Dolores, Simply Awake, Simply You. And you could find out more information about that on my website, drdoloresfazzino.com/awake, where we both gather to support others for authentic conversations, practical tools, and compassionate support. And if this episode encouraged you, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who may need the reminder that they are not broken. They are just awakening. Because together, when we all come together, we create a ripple of healing, one heart at a time. So, you know, we unpacked quite a bit today, and I'm going to share some takeaways with you. Awakening is not about becoming someone new. It is remembering who you've always been. Periods of uncertainty can be invitations to greater authenticity, even when they feel uncomfortable. Your body, emotions, intuition, and life changes may all be communicating important information rather than evidence that something is wrong. It could be that something is very right and you're moving from an old energy to a higher frequency. Technically, you're getting upgraded from the universe. And healing often involves releasing conditioning, roles, and beliefs that no longer reflect your true self and true nature. Self-trust grows through small, consistent moments of listening to your inner wisdom with compassion. So remember, healing is not about fixing yourself. It's about remembering yourself. Every challenge you've experienced has carried an invitation. Every ending has prepared you for a deeper beginning. Just trust the unfolding. Trust your inner wisdom, and above all, trust yourself. Because the person you've been searching for has been within you all along. So I'm going to leave you with a quote. And it says, awakening begins the moment you stop asking, what's wrong with me? And start asking, what is my soul inviting me to remember? So So I checked in with my highest galactic self today, and she has some words of wisdom that she would love to share with you. So I'll share it with you as well. So, beloved one, you have never walked this journey alone. Long before you entered this lifetime, your soul remembered that there would be moments when the familiar would dissolve, when the certainty would fade, and when the life you had carefully constructed would no longer contain the fullness of who you came here to be. Do not mistake the unraveling for failure. It is sacred. The structures that are falling away were never your true foundation. They served you for a long time, and now they lovingly release you so you may embody a greater expression of life. You are not awakening into someone extraordinary. You are awakening to the extraordinary being you have always been. Each moment you choose love over fear, truth over performance, presence over perfection, and curiosity over judgment, you align more fully with the frequency of your soul. So walk gently with yourself. Honor your humanity as deeply as you honor your divinity. They are not separate. Together they create the unique expression of consciousness that you can offer this world. Remember this. Your awakening is not solely for you. Every step you take towards authenticity becomes a beacon that quietly gives others permission to remember themselves as well. You are loved beyond measure, guided beyond your current understanding, and then supported in ways your mind cannot even fully perceive. So continue forward with an open heart. Trust the unfolding. The path beneath your feet is appearing with every courageous step. Welcome home, beloved. Welcome home. So just feel what that feels like and just allow those words to land. We are truly remembering who we are. It's not about fixing something to become something different. We already know who we are. We've just forgotten. It's about removing those layers of energetic debris that have tainted our soul and our essence and our frequency. So live life unapologetically. Live it from love and just allow that best version of you to come forward. And just remember one insight, one moment of remembering has the power to transform a life. So until next time, remember to be kind to yourself. Trust your inner wisdom. Remember who you are. And know that you are never broken. You are awakening. So thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choice. This is Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Vizzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. Remember, you are loved, and remember, most importantly, you are worth it. So see you next week. Have an awesome week. Be good to yourself, and remember just to be kind, because that's what matters most in this world today. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain,
12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.